The Room of Languages and Music.
Hello, karibuni, tusepeni mingi koyamba bino awa. Welcome, my name is Jackie Manyaki, and I would like to tell you more about Languages and Music Gallery, which I curate. In this gallery, you will travel through the diverse landscape of language and music in Central Africa. It is no coincidence that we have placed languages and music in the same gallery. They are both bound by implicit rules that leave room for variation, improvisation, and creativity. Let's begin with music. Whoever makes music must follow formal rules that are socially defined and vary from culture to culture. The rules determine which tones you can play in which rhythm. Traditional percussion ensembles in Central Africa often play different rhythmical patterns at the same time, but those patterns are always connected by the common beat. This is called polyrhythm, literally many rhythms. Some Central African peoples are known for their polyphonic music. They sing or play different melodies that harmonize with each other, but at the same time have a different rhythmical structure. The musicological term polyphony literally means many voices. Of course, in this gallery, you will find various musical instruments, two of which we would like to highlight for you here. While visiting the gallery, you will be able to study them more closely. The first instrument is the lamellophone, also known locally by names such as sanza, mbira, or likembe. It is an instrument that used to be found only in Africa. It is mainly used by solo singers to accompany themselves, but it also appears in orchestras. The second instrument is the slit drum. That brings us to the second theme of this gallery, namely languages, and more particularly Bantu languages. Almost all Bantu languages are tonal languages. That means that a word's meaning depends on the tone or tones in which it is said. Tonal languages occur throughout the world. Only in Europe are they almost non-existent. That is one of the reasons why tonal languages may seem unusual or difficult to people who only speak a European language. The Royal Museum for Central Africa specializes in the study of Bantu languages, derived from Bantu, meaning people. Africa boasts some 2,000 languages, some of them with especially surprising features. In Africa, it is quite common to speak more than one language. Over 300 languages are spoken in Congo alone. French is the official language. In addition, four widely spoken languages are also recognized as national languages: Chiluba, Kikongo, Kiswahili, and Lingala. Lingala originated in the 19th century along the Congo River from contact between the trade language Bobangi and local languages such as Lukonda. In the colonial period, it spread further as a lingua franca in northern Congo and within the army. Lingala is often mixed with French. It became internationally known through Congolese music. And that brings us back to the link between language and music. Have fun exploring this gallery.